Hello. Okay. I'm Pastor Horikawa. I'm the senior pastor of this church. Welcome to our church. I went to Sendai last week to attend the Franklin Graham's crusade. You may know that Franklin Graham is the son of Billy Graham. He is the president of the group called the Samaritan's Purse. He came to Japan maybe 2 days after the tsunami and earthquake last year with a 747 jumbo jet. It was full of food, full of materials to help the Tohoku people. And Samaritan's Purse worked for helping Tohoku area after tsunami and earthquake. And you know, they're serving to help their material and physical need. But this time, frankly, came to supply the spiritual need too. So they had a crusade, 3 days crusade from Friday to today. Had a big gymnasium, you know, and I visited there Friday night because Franklin will come Hiroshima next year. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, looking forward to having that. So I attended. And the Friday night was snowing, a lot of snow, unfortunately. But still, we have about 2,000 people, came for that crusade. I don't know how many yesterday and how many will come tonight, but God will provide the spiritual need, you know, through the gospel. The Franklin wants to give the true hope, you know, true hope and eternal life to them through the gospel. So it was a great time, and we are very excited to have them here. You know, so please pray for the crusade in Sendai. And next year we'll have here, Hiroshima and Tokyo and Sapporo and Fukuoka and other couple cities. So God will give the poor of the spirit here, you know. Amen. Okay, this afternoon I'd like to share from the text, Exodus chapter 3. I think you're familiar with this text, and is printed on the bulletin today. Chapter 3, verse 1 to 17. I want to skip all these readings, but I want to read two important verses here. They are 13 and 14. And of course, this is the story that God called Moses to send him to Israel, to Egypt, to rescue the Israelites. Moses was born in Egypt as the son of Leviticus, Levites tribe, but he was saved by Pharaoh's daughter. And he was raised as the prince of Egypt, but he tried to rescue their own people by his power, you know, by his hand. But he failed, so he escaped from Israel, Egypt to Midian, and he's been shepherd for over 40 years. But all these years, are the training for Moses to become a leader of Israelites. But after 40 years training of shepherd, finally God called him, Moses, come to me. Now I'll send you back to Egypt. But Moses was has been changed a lot. He became so kind of timid, you know, chicken, and he was reluctant to say yes. You know, if it was, it became, it happened 40 years ago, he said, yes, I go. After 40 years shepherd job, you know, he lost his enthusiasm and power and in youth too. Maybe he's 80 years old. And he said, no, I'm not the one. You know, I want to go. I'm not the one who can speak. I don't want to lead all the people. And all these discussions going on, you know. And Moses said, verse 13, said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and said to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. NIV said, I am who I am. Old Bible said, I am that I am. I like this, so I put I am that I am on the title of my sermon, but I am who I am is the maybe grammatically correct. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Amen. So I'd like to expand this story this afternoon, especially the name of God, I am. And in Hebrew, I am is, in Hebrew, is Ehyeh. And Ehyeh became later Yahweh. You know, the roots are the same. So the name of God, our God Yahweh, is originally from this word, Ehyeh. Ehyeh is it, I am, or I am. That's kind of translate. It's hard to translate into any kind of languages, though. But I am is maybe the best translation in English. But God said, why God said, or God called himself I am? You know, so there are many questions, many discussions, you know, theologies and all the kinds of stuff. But this Ehyeh, I am, means a lot. I want to share that I am, this mean, name I am, teach us what, you know. Number one, the I am teaches us about God's self-existence. God's self-existence. We can praise God for his pre-existence before time. In the beginning, God, Genesis 1:1 said, God is the great I am, meaning that from his vocabulary there is no past, nor future, no was, nor will be about him, but only the now, since he is. No one created God, so he is not beholding to anyone else. The great I am teaches us about God's self-existence. I am. Not I was, nor I will. I am. even from the beginning or before the beginning of this world or after the world or everlasting, God is I am. The great I am teaches us about God's completeness. Moses had to learn that whenever we are feeling inadequate, God is totally sufficient, complete, and adequate for all our needs. He completes whatever we are lacking, and may it be courage, wisdom, or ability. He is our great I am. He gives us the authority to do things that are far beyond the ability of human beings because He supernaturally enables us with His Spirit. Paul wrote, "Not that we are adequate to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God, who also made us adequate as servants of the new covenant. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." 2 Corinthians 3, 5, 6. Amen. The great I am teaches us about God's supply. He is the only one who always supplies without adding any sorrow. Moses doubted if he had the ability to teach, lead, and govern the people of Israel. But the great I am assured him of ability of total resources. As New Testament believers were counted on the promise, "My God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:19. We also find our supply in the promise, "He who spare not his own son, but delivered him up from us all, will he not also be him freely give us all things?" Romans 5:32. We can be assured that whatever material, mental, emotional, financial, relational, academic, or physical need we might have, he is able to supply it. Amen. The great I am teaches us about God's promises. When God told Moses, "Tell them I am has sent you," he provided a sort of blank check. You know, in other words, whatever need you might have, I am will provide. He had a blank check sign, "I am." Put everything, anything you need here. Find strength for your weakness. Find solutions for your problems. Find deliverance from your difficulties. Find peace for your stress. Find relief from your pain. Find victory from your defeat. Find ability for your inabilities. God gives us that this great I am to live in our soul, in the person of the Holy Spirit, so He can fill us with whatever we need at any time and in any situation. If we all trust Him, ask Him, and look to Him, word for the solutions to our problems. The great I am teaches us God's holiness. The great I am is perfect, pure, and completely worthy of reverence. Peter wrote, "Be holy as I am holy." 1 Peter 1:15. It is not enough to just look to the Lord to meet our needs, but recognize that we please Him most when we are holy, above reproach and blameless in all aspects of life. We learn more about the spiritual excellence of the God when we recognize problem or even has caused Him to lose even 1% of His holiness. His holiness is the center of His being, as everything originates from His holy standards of righteousness, truth, and purity. Let us purge ourselves from an unclean conscience so we may serve Him with purity, holiness, and truth. The great I Am teaches us about God's comfort. Just as God comforted Moses at the time of desperation, so He comforts us in all our afflictions so that we can comfort anyone who is undergoing distress with the comfort we receive from God. 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4. Trust the Lord to comfort you when you are in distress. He has sent the Comforter in the person of the Holy Spirit to be with us always. He comforts us when we are discouraged, disappointed, and despondent. No one can cheer the heart like the joy of the Lord, which is a strength, comfort, and solution giver. Hannah Smith writes, "I am implies that we may ask for what is not complete. This apparently unfinished name is the most comforting name the heart of man could devise, because it allows us to add to it without any limitations. Whatever we feel the need of, and even exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think." The great I Am teaches us about God's protection. When people know that we are sent from God, then if they reject or discount our teaching, they have to deal with God. When make it clear that we are merely representing the great I Am, it becomes clear people are not rejecting us or our teaching, but God and His Word. Moses needed to know that even if the people would laugh, ridicule, or criticize him, God will be his deliverer. As long as we trust and obey, we can be assured of God's approval, regardless of people's response. We can add
many things what this great I Am teaches us about. And I can say a little bit differently like this. I need help. If I need help, God said, I am. I need hope, peace, and love. God said, I am. Who could possibly be smart enough to figure this out? God said, I am. What really works? God said, I am. What really lasts? God said, I am. I need a fresh start. I am. I need a bigger story. I am. What do I do since my vision is bigger than my resources? I am. Nothing's real anymore. I am. I'm not sure who's on my team. I am. Nobody's listening to me and nobody cares. I am. I don't have a prayer to pray. I am. My marriage is sinking and I don't know where to turn. I am. I cannot hold on. I am. If I fail, who'll get the job done? I am. I'm not sure why I'm here. I am. I've given and given, but it's not enough. I am. I'm tired and weak. I am. I'm not strong enough. I am. I'm discouraged and want to quit. I am. I'm desperate. I can't. Hello. God has said, my name is still I am. Amen. Let's pray. I am. Thank you, Lord. You called yourself I am. And we can trust you because you are I am. You never changed. Since you call yourself I am to Moses, you're still I am. And you'll be I am. Wherever we go, whatever we do, what kind of situation we hit, what kind of disparate distress happens on us, we can call you. And you said, I am. Oh, thank you so much. We can go anywhere, even to Egypt, Japan, United States, Africa, North Pole, South Pole, any kind of people, any kind of problems, because you are the one. You're the God. Call yourself, I am. We praise your name, I am. We praise you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you so much this afternoon. And this time, we have a wonderful time together because you are with us. And you are the one who call yourself, I am. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.